My name is Munenori Kawasaki. I'm from Japan. I'm Japanese.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the show, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on AFN. I'm FA, and of the troops, we got JB Smooth, who turns out to be my brother from another mother. He is at Cobb's tonight and also on Saturday night as well. And it's funny because I'm looking at some pictures of you, and you rocking glasses, and it makes me think of the episode where the black guy with glasses gets respect. The black guy with no glasses. Is that real?
You know what? I wouldn't say it's real because you got to put up or shut up whether you have the glasses on or not.
Right.
But I will say this much. Mm-hmm. You know what? I was getting submitted for an award show. Might have been submitted for the Emmys or whatever it was, mm-hmm. nominations. And me and Larry kind of had this thing going on where we're trying to pick the episode to submit, you know.
For the voters who've never seen it.
Yeah. So Larry thought, I wasn't sure either. Larry thought I should have submitted the glasses episode, right? And I thought I should have submitted the Leon Arrives in New York episode. Mm-hmm. Both stand on their own. Both very funny. Leon arrives in New York. Larry didn't know he drove his car all the way across the country to New York. His Prius. Or do I go with the glasses episode? Mm-hmm. Larry, he really thought I should have submitted the glasses episode. He asked me. I said, well, they both are great, but I feel like Leon's arrival in New York. Now, I might have been wrong. Maybe I was wrong. Larry's normally right.
Well, the one I would have gone with, you didn't ask me, you didn't know me. I would have gone with the Snickers wrapper in the butt, leave it open, you know, how to, you know, you got to get up that ass, Larry.
That ass, Larry, which is classic. The ultimate metaphor for life.
And leave the door open.
And leave the door open so I know you've been there.
He's like, newspaper, Snickers wrappers.
Let me tell you something funny about that scene.
Yeah.
Do you know, well, I wouldn't expect everyone to know what that meant, that term.
Sure.
Larry didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
Right.
And it's, you know, if you watch, if he ever showed the first take of that, he was so lost. He had no idea what that meant, what that.
It was real.
It was real.
Uh-huh.
So, and I have this thing I do where once Larry figures it out, what I'm going to do, what I've done already, if he laughs the first time, he tries to hold it in the second take.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch Larry very intently, he'll have a smirk on his face sometimes while I'm doing something because he just got finished laughing the take before that. So I would change it up. So there's at least five versions of that same getting that ass.
I'd love to see
that. At least five different versions. One involves me starting a fire.
In that ass.
Arson. Ass arson. It's one that set it on fire. Larry was trying to hold his laughter in because I would change it all the time. And being a stand-up, stand-ups have very bad intentions for your audience. You know, we want to hear that one person laughing so loud they can't control it, or you spit a drink out, or you hit your buddy on the
snort.
Back. We want that.
Yeah.
So when I'm in a scene with Larry, my thing is, as he tries to hold it in, all I want to do as a stand-up is, while I'm that close to you and I'm giving you these lines, I'm trying to make a snot bubble come out your nose. You know what I mean?
And you don't break.
I don't break.
Yeah.
Once I'm locked in, I'm locked in. You hear my voice right now? Once I'm locked, I'm locked.
Right.
You cannot. I don't waver. I don't blink. I just give it to you, Larry, to the face.
Right.
And I'm thinking like, oh, I got to get a snot. That's the only thing I have left, I think, on my list of things to do.
The snot bubble.
Kill somebody with laughter. Okay. The snot bubble's up there. You make a snot bubble because you try to hold it in, you know, your brain.
It's a spit take, you know.
But it's a snot bubble.
Snot bubble.
A snot bubble is always awesome.
Speaking with JB Smooth, he's in town. He's at Cobb's The other thing I was thinking of, like, I was thinking of just, you know, off the top of my head without, you know, the great, great Leon Lyons is, I love it when you're on the phone with Tim Meadows and he thinks he's talking to Larry and Larry's trying to get him jive talk and you go, I'm the president of hitting that ass.
I'm going to tell you something about that too.
Yeah.
Do you know, I can't say I did it, fully did it, but I did get Barack Obama elected because I said, I'm the president of hitting that ass right. Before he was president. He wasn't.
And you said Barack Obama, baby.
I said,
right?
Barack Obama, baby, I'm the president of hitting that ass because I knew he would win. This is way just before the man even got, before the election. He was just running for president. And I just said, Barack Obama, I'm the president of hitting that ass because I knew at some point this would make sense.
All that campaigning hadn't, all we needed.
That's all he needed. My last push, I got that man elected. He really should invite me to the White House. And while I have not made it up there yet, I don't know. I'm going to write a letter about it. I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter saying, you know, Emerson, a clip of the show and the dated, the time stamp on it. So he knows I said this before you got into the White House, you know, and I have not been invited yet. And I was a big part of that campaign. Big part.
All right. Well, I know you went to Norfolk State. Is a historically black university. And it's funny because I think about Norfolk State. They had a quarterback there, a white guy with a very white name, Casey Hansen.
Yes, indeed.
And he, I think he got a cup of coffee in the NFL. Maybe went to a couple of camps. I don't know. I remember I had a buddy who went to Howard, and he said there was one white guy from France who probably didn't know what he was getting into.
Right.
He just saw Washington, D.C. I'd like to go to school. But, you know, but Haywood used to tell me at Howard, you know, some guys were like, you know, so militant, like almost right. like Black Panthers. And right. like, it just is, you see, there's the same kind of mix. It's like nobody was all united on the same
right,
thing.
Right,
but
right.
What was Norfolk State like?
Oh, for me, it was a great school, man. You know, but you know, it still serves a function like any college does in a city, you know, classes were the same as any other college and nothing's different. You know, hey, plenty of white folks was in Norfolk State when I was there. You know, most of them didn't stay on campus, but, you know, you take classes.
Mm-hmm.
So the tone of campus was just as regular as any college campus. So for me, when I was there, I just, you know, I stayed on campus. So, you know, I had my years that were really fun and really great.
And it helps you to be deep now.
It helps me to be deep because, you know, I'm telling you, I'm like, I have evolved into this person I am now, not just because, you know, of making things, you know, PC. I'm just a certain kind of animal. You know what I mean? Everyone loves me. You know what I mean?
They're wild for you.
They're wild. White people love me to death. I'm going to tell you something, man. You know what I'm like? I'm like, they love me like, I'm like that brown bread you get at Cheesecake Factory. I'm like that, you know, that sweet brown bread. That's what I'm like, that sweet brown bread at Cheesecake Factory. People just love me. And love. They want to take a piece of it, and they taste me. And say, oh, I need some more of that brown bread. I'm that brown bread on the table.
Well, the thing that I found interesting about Curb was that, and even before they brought in the, you know, the family for the Katrina and all that, people I knew were black, they all watched that show. And before Wanda got on it, Larry, it just transcends everything.
I told Larry, didn't even realize. Larry went to an event and he got bombarded by people. And when I saw Larry, he said, oh, you know, hey, I didn't know black people liked the show like that. I said, I told you, Larry, you turned the corner. I'm not saying you bringing a black family on the show was completely, you know, but completely changed the scope of the show, but you know, you just expanded your audience. You don't understand.
And just the little things like beep beep. Oh, you think I'm going to steal your car? No, I was just locking it. Or the valet parker here. Oh, you think
little stuff.
You're wearing a red vest standing in front of the restaurant.
See, Curb Enthusiasm, one of those shows where people love it, or it makes them uncomfortable, but it's intentional.
You always feel a little bit uncomfortable.
You always feel a little uncomfortable. But it's an intentional thing that Larry does because that what makes him tick. He loves to point out issues and things that get you. You know, now take the Michael Richards episode.
Yes.
You see the episode?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one else could have done that scene except Leon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one. His one idea that never made it to the table, which would have been brilliantly funny.
Ooh.
This is like some curb inside information.
Mm-hmm.
This is what idea that I had. If the incident that happened to Michael Richards in the comedy club,
mm-hmm.
if we reshot that right for that episode, and it was me who was yelling at him, oh, you know how awesome that would have been.
Why they should have done that?
Wasn't that brilliant?
You'd be the guy, me. Seinfeld. That was it. That's all you had.
And that was me.
I wish we had more time.
We could talk all day.
We could talk all day.
You know what? But we can. You know what?
What?
Not in a physical sense, but since we are separated at birth,
up here,
I will always be here with you, my brother.
I appreciate that.
I will be here.
As we say in Richmond, in my heart.
In my heart.
J.B. Smoove, Cobbs tonight. Woo! Check him out. Two shows tonight and tomorrow night. Hey, man, thanks a lot.
Hey, and like I said, before I go, I told everybody, I'm going to spread the word, do not cancel the Pride Parade, NASCAR, or anything else going on in the area just for me. Do what you got to do.
Because you're different?
I'm different, baby. I'm here, but don't let me interfere with anything going on in this city. Don't cancel anything for me.
All right.
I'm here, baby.
We're taking down the rainbow flags. Come on back.